what's it?
About the housework, responsibility.
Each week we give each girl a work job, you know, for 1 week.
Is there someone responsible for doling out these responsibilities?
Going out?
No, doling out, distributing.
Distributing what?
The responsibilities.
Oh yeah, the teacher, the one that take care of the
house mother or something?
Something like house mother.
She was a Caucasian lady, huh?
It could be a Caucasian or sometimes Auntie Wu. We call her Auntie Wu because she's interpreter for Miss Cameron.
I see. Did you ever have any conflicts or fights with them?
No, not me. I don't have, but lots of girls do have conflict.
What kind of conflicts?
Oh, sometimes they, you know, they talk each other, tell each other off.
Oh, the fight between the two girls.
Yeah.
How about between the girls and the house mother?
No, we don't dare to do. Mm-hmm. Only the girls and the girls fight conflict. So sometimes they, you know, jealous of something or you got a better job.
Oh, I see. How old were you when you arrived in San Francisco?
You mean from China?
Yeah, I don't recall. About 14?
No, let's see,
1982. Do I have a date?
Eight or nine.
Was there any sex education?
What kind?
Sex education.
Sex?
Education, you know, like about what to do during menstruation, those things. No?
No.
So
They don't mention about.
So how were you expected to take care of your first period? Did somebody teach you how?
Yeah, the girls. We asked the girls.
Oh, I see.
We asked the older girls.
And I see. So it was Miss Camera or people older did not tell you.
No, we asked the older, when they come, we don't ask the teacher. We ask the older girl when they come. No.
Yeah, when they come. Were you afraid?
I mean, no, I wasn't afraid.
You weren't?
No.
Oh.
So then they show us how the older girls show us how.
Because at that time there were already those sanitary napkins. They were already invented, weren't they?
No, they don't have a...
I don't mean tampons, but I mean just those cotton pads.
I don't know. We used the paper. We used some kind of special paper.
Really?
Mm-hmm, some kind of special paper.
There weren't any pads?
No.
No. Mm-mm. No Kotex?
No. Unless you use the... some old clothes, you know, make it.
Then you have to wash it.
Yeah, to throw it away.
Like a diaper kind of.
Yeah, to throw it away.
Oh, you throw it away?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see. So, special, they sell them in the drugstore, that kind of special?
No,
paper?
They don't. You have to make your own.
Oh.
Way back in the 1914 those days.
Yeah.
You know what you're talking?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then way back in, before 1920,
mm-hmm.
or 1915, I think, well, something like that. But I remember.
Oh, I
but
so there, they don't. There weren't any kind of. I see. What about the when it comes to marriage? Did anyone teach you what to expect after marriage? No?
No.
Maybe it's outside
the parents do, but...
Do people talk about sex, let's put it that way, in the Cameron house or, you know, wherever?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. They talk about some good. We do it. We always know. So we sometimes we sit together and decide. You know, talking,
but
discussing.
Were they scientific knowledge or was just sort of
just
no, hearsay not, kind of thing?
It just hear things from the other people.
Mm-hmm. See? I see. Did you ever ask Mother Cameron or did anybody else?
No, we don't ask Mother Cameron. We ask the old.
Ask Miss Wu?
No, we don't ask the teacher because they don't have time.
Oh,
they don't have time. Yeah, they don't have time, so I have so much work to do. But we ask some older girl, you know, some older girl that's been a prostitute, you know.
Oh, okay. See? I see. You ask them about.
Yeah.
So, that's how you learn about. I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. When you were, how old were you when you got married?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm 26, so.
Was that considered late?
I don't know.
Is that a normal age to get married back then?
Well, it's all depend on when you want to get married, that's all. It doesn't matter.
Uh-huh. Your other girlfriends, when did they get
married? Yeah, some of them married 20 and all different. When they want to get married, and mm-hmm. get married.
Did you have any expectations about marriage or family? You know, before you got married, did you have an
dream about?
Yeah, dream.
No.
About marriage.
No. No, I don't dream about. I just take granted.
you married your husband. Because you loved him, or because you needed to get married, or both?
No, we like each other. We love each other, and so
it was because of love. It wasn't.
Uh-huh.
It was not because of any other
uh-huh.
reasons. I see.
Because we need each other. So, no, you need me, and I need him.
Uh-huh.
And you can't go live by yourself alone.
Mm-hmm. What kind of jobs did you have in LA besides the grocery store?
Nothing. That's plenty for us from morning to night. And take care of the two children, two boys.
Did you ever hire anybody?
No, we don't hire anybody. We don't,
did.
Don't have the money to hire anybody. Sometimes we only take $20, $25, for $40. Ooh, we got good business today.
Oh,
you know, depression day.
Uh huh. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when the children are small. See,
yeah.
But
who controls the finances?
My husband.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's the do all that.
Did you have any say in how things should be run? Like how the store should be run or how the money should be spent. Did he discuss it with you?
Oh yeah, we got some property for rent. We put some property.
Did he do it on his own or did he consult you first?
We both decided to do it.
He ran the finances because you wanted him to or because he
I just let him do whatever. Well, he asked me, this and that,
yeah.
but I let him the final decide,
mm-hmm.
decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was your wedding a Chinese wedding or an American wedding?
Americanized.
Oh. In San Francisco?
Yeah, married from the home.
Oh, did you have a judge at home to
do
the ceremony?
Pastor.
Pastor.
Yeah, minister. Oh,
to come to the camera.
Yeah, we had a big room
mm-hmm.
for the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So we had all the girls and some your friend, whatever you have.
Did you wear a gown, a white long gown?
And then no, I didn't have a gown. I just have a white dress
mm-hmm.
in Chinese, and it's got the veil over.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Did Did you decide on how many children you were going to have?
No.
No, you didn't. You didn't sit down and do any family planning.
No.
I see.
It just come natural.
Oh, I see. Okay. Did you have any knowledge of birth control methods back then?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. Who made the decisions as to bringing up the kids? Who was mostly responsible for bringing up the kids?
We both.
No one had more responsibility than the other.
We were both live together, and we both bring the children together.
Did you join any women's clubs, PTA? No,
No, I don't. We don't have time to. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to join because the store take the whole day from morning to night. See, we don't have. We only have a half a day from Sunday off. And some Sunday off, we went to drive the kids around to, you know, different.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have time to join. In those days, they don't have much society. Well, maybe they have, but not Chinese. I don't have it. But maybe some they do have.
What about housing? Did you always live in a house sort of like this one? I presume this house is about 30 years old, right?
No, about 20
years
old. Oh, we have a live in the fence, the back of the. We have an old house, back of the store.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we live in the. No, first we live in the back of the store.
Was that a nice place to live?
Just one room, you know, back of. That time we didn't own any house.
Mm-hmm.
And so we lived in the back of the store until there's some house that for sale.
Yeah, right. And you told me the house across the alley. Right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Was it a house like this one?
No. It's an old house.
Old house?
Yeah, old house.
50 years old?
Huh?
Something. How old would it have been now if it had been kept?
Oh, if it had been kept, it must be 50 or 60 years old.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Would you classify you and your husband as middle class, lower middle class, or upper middle class?
I think lower middle class.
Lower middle, what about your friends? Were they all around the same class?
Yeah, I think that's about the same.
Mm-hmm. When you're... Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what I say. I forgot.
Lower middle class.
Middle
class. Did you know of Chinese who were in the upper middle class or the upper class?
Upper middle class, I heard some, but I don't associate with them. Take for instance, they have some, they have store, groceries, I mean, clothing store, like that. Long time ago, about the name of Chow. His name is. It's well known. I don't forget the names. They have. He make a pretty good clothing store.
Oh.
Long time ago.
In LA.
Chow.
Was it in Los Angeles, Chinatown?
Uh-huh.
Chinatown.
No, he knows. They have a store in downtown, not in Chinatown.
Oh, downtown.
Yeah, downtown. American clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So American clothes. I forgot the name. I heard about it, but I don't associate it because I don't. We don't have time.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was your life different after your? Children grew up and left. Did they leave?
Oh, they get. I mean, the boys get married.
Boys,
Oh, yeah, they get married and left home.
When did they do that?
There's
in the
1950s. 1951, my older boys got married.
Yeah. Was there a difference? Did you have to adjust to? Changes in your lifestyle after your children
No,
grew
we
up.
Still have the store.
Ah, you were still working the store.
When you get married.
Mm-hmm.
When both of them marry, after they marry, we still have the store for us.
How long did you have the store before you retired?
Before you stopped? 1961.
Mm-hmm. Was that when your husband passed away?
No, my husband passed away in 1971.
Oh, okay. Okay, after you retired from the store, was there a change in lifestyle? Did you
Well, I was stay home. I was staying here.
Stay home?
Yeah, right.
Did you find that you have nothing to do? I had very little to do.
Well, we got the grandchildren.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they come in here. Mm-hmm. The mama, you take care of the children, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially my the second boy. Mm-hmm. She work. So I take care of it for them until they come home from working.
Did you have any problems at all during the time, the last, say, 20 years, from the time you retired up to now? Was there any difficulties psychologically or physiologically?
There's no difficulty. Mm-hmm. No, live by day by day and.
Did you ever wish you were young again?
Yeah, many times I wish I was young again and have those energy.
What was the happiest time of your life, would you consider?
Happy life? No. I think all our life is happy, you know. So no family difficulty. Everything's in the nicest school.
But compared, if you had to take out a chunk of time and say this is the best time, when would you say it was?
No, I don't. Well, we know we are. We can't get rich. We know we have to work and keep going every day.
Mm-hmm. Was there an unhappy time during your life?
No. No, not the real unhappy time. It kind of goes kind of smooth. Mm-hmm. No fighting. Mm-hmm. We don't fight about it. Mm-hmm. We're working together, and we know how much we take, we have, how much we can make, like that. Yeah.
Would you have done anything differently if you had to live your life over again?
Maybe.
Like what?
To live better.
How? Go to school more or what?
Yeah, go to school more, study more, and have a better job, or make more money like that. Like now, the people make $1,000 a week.
$1,000 a week?
My people, they do make $1,000 a week.
Oh, I see.
Don't they?
There must be
in those days, well, you're happy if you make a 50 cents an hour.
Well, but then 50 cents bought you a lot more stuff back then.
Yeah, right.
And it did
right,
now.
Right. Right.
Did you feel that World War II affected you at all?
World War II? Mm-hmm. Well, after World War II, we lived a little better, got a little bit. The things going up a little bit.
Did you keep in contact with your adopted parents at all?
No, they went back down, went back to China, and then
so they put,
and then I don't hear from them. I presume they all passed away.
Mm-hmm. I see.
They are pretty old. Mm-hmm. When they went back.
I see. When you were living at Camera House, did they come to see you?
Yeah, they come to see me once a while.
Did you ever ask them why they put you in the house, or did you ask them to take you back with them?
No, they don't ask me to go back.
Oh, I see. And you didn't want to go back?
No.
No? Okay. Did you feel bitter about it?
Well, in that time when I lived with her, she didn't let me go to school, see.
Mm, I see. So you didn't?
So I didn't want to go back.
I see.
She worked all day, and nobody home, let me home the house all by myself.
Mm-hmm. Did you dream of becoming something when you were growing up? You know, did you have any dreams?
No,
like
I didn't.
Actress or something?
No. I never heard anything like that when I was little.
You never heard of anime world? Not when you were little, but like...
Oh yeah, when I was in the Cameron home,
mm-hmm.
I heard about Anna May Wong.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good actor or something, but I never saw her.
I
heard about her.
So you didn't have any idol or sort of someone to look up to,
no.
And say, I want to be like that?
No, we don't go to show. At the home, we don't go to show, we don't have money. We have to pay our own if we want to, but we don't go. Nobody go with us until you grow up and have a boyfriend. The boyfriend take you. That's all.
But you say you never saw any movies with Chinese in them, right?
No, we don't go to.
I don't mean Chinese movie, but American movies with Chinese roles like Good Earth or Charlie Chan.
No, that's come later.
Oh, that was, yeah. Did you see those?
No, I didn't see it. I heard about Good Earth.
Mm-hmm. But you never saw them?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No.